Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanna Wells with Illuminating Minds Radio. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful time with your families and your friends. And oh my gosh, I've just had the most amazing time hanging out with my brother and our family in Cancun. It was just hanging out with his wife, who's Colombian, and playing some awesome Colombian salsa. Are you kidding me? It was the most exciting time ever. I don't know, part of me wants to go back there. I might just end up going back there later on in the year, not right away. But yeah, it's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful when you have family living in the same vicinity as you, you know, because as my brother and I decided, you know, we're moving out of here. We're going to Mexico. And my our parents decided to stay in the United States, and my mom was pretty upset about it. And she's like, well, why are you moving to Mexico? You know, you're only half Mexican. I'm like, so what? There's people that are not even Mexican at all, and they're living in Mexico. So what is that supposed to mean? And she was just mad, you know, because we left. You know, we just got sick of the States, got tired of it. We just made our decision and left. But, you know, and the reason why I bring this up is it's all about making that decision to follow your passion. Doesn't matter what it is in your life. You know, if you're in a situation and you're just cooped up in something, and you're like, you know what? I can go somewhere else. I don't need to be in this particular part of the world or this particular job or this particular business or in this relationship. I can just make a decision and a choice and everything will change. But I have to make that decision. I got to make that choice. I just got to jump. I need to take risks. That's what we're here for, right? So anyway, on that note, I wanted to share something very exciting for many of you out there. Because, you know, I've been doing this type of work for a long time with the secured creditor work and then the foreign trust. And I've catered to a lot of awesome people, but then I've catered to, you know, served people that were not in alignment with my core values. You know, and I'm getting to the point in my life now where I wish to serve people that are in alignment with my core values, not the people that just buys my products, you know. It's basically, it's a personal thing. And I'll tell you, the cool thing so far is I have these students for this December, and every single one of them are spiritual. Every single one of them. They're like a couple that's Native American. They do sacred ceremonial rituals. You know, I have one that's very psychic reader, shamanic, you know, I mean, and the other one that's an occultist. I'm just like, damn. And you know what? It makes my work even more exciting. Because that's who I am. I mean, you're going to find many people that do secure creditor work and many people that do the trust work. You're going to find all types of people out there that's in alignment more with your core values. And me, when I connect with people that are of a, I call them my soul tribe, my soul audience, I feel wonderful. I feel completely, completely amazed and amazing. And I can actually feel comfortable in my own skin. I don't have to pretend that I'm something that I'm not, you know? And it's nice to have that, to be able to come out with your heart. And this is a time where we're moving into that, moving into the age of Aquarius, where we're moving out of the mind so much and we're moving more into the heart. And it's very, very important. It's very important for all of us to be more authentic when we want to spread our message. So what I wish to share, which I'm very excited about, I'm working right now on an ebook, and I'm working on an e-course on helping spiritual entrepreneurs, people that are like, they're very spiritual, whether they're psychic, they're life coaches, or they're, you know, they have a gift, and they're like, obviously, you know, they've been told, oh, you know, that's not important, get to reality, get a job, you know what I mean? And they're not following their core values, they're not following their heart center of what they're here to do. And I'm here to tell you, those of you who are very gifted, spiritually gifted, you are very important in this world. You are very, 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 very special. You came here because you were called to come down here. You were called to make life different. You were called to make a change in this world. You are not here to just wait for the change to happen. Like many people that are in the sheep mode, I call them sheepy people. They wait for President Trump to come into office so that way everything can change, or something to happen with the kings and queens and everything to change, you know? They're waiting for something outside of them to change so that way they can change. And that's not the way we go about it, okay? In order to make a change in the world or the world that you want, you have to be that change. And that's what you're here for. You're here to shake up the status quo. You're here to shake up the systems. You're here to do something freaking important. And this is what my first mentor told me, Eddie. You know, he was very, very spiritual, and he was a multimillionaire. And also there's that belief, the more spiritual you are, the more broke you have to be, which is totally wrong. It's totally untrue. And that is definitely coming from the Catholic side. That's coming from the Roman Empire to make you feel less than, that you're a sinner and you're not good enough. So the more spiritual you are, the more well off you are, the more taken care of you are, the more that you, the universe has your back and you're not struggling. Those that really, really struggle are the ones that are not in alignment with their core values, or they're not in alignment with themselves in that way. Or they've gone through, you know, the Indians might believe from India that they've gone through a really bad karmic experience, so they have to, you know, they've done something very bad in another life. I don't really know about that, if that's true. But, you know, and you're constantly being hit with a lot of negativity, a lot of bad stuff hitting you. You know, you have to ask yourself why? Maybe it's because, not because it's a curse, but it's because you're not in the alignment with your authentic self, you know, and you need to be following that star, that, you know, that navigation, that star to where you want to be. So I'm very happy about this, and it's to help people that are like you, who are very gifted, and to utilizing your gifts and abilities to actually make a living. And not make a small, tiny living. You can actually make a very good living. A very good living. And I've made millions within the 15 years I've been out there on YouTube. 15 years, I've actually checked, about 15 years since 2008. I cannot believe 15 years just came and went. I made millions of dollars and traveled the world and took my family out and had the most amazing time. And I began as a psychic advisor, a psychic reader, but I didn't make millions by just being a reader. Yes, I read people, you know, off and on. I did some hypnosis for people off and on, but it was mainly serving people that were in, many of them are psychically gifted people, serving those people that are going through challenges in their lives, you know, like challenges with the law, challenges with taxes and challenges with their business and all that stuff. So I've, you know, with asset protection. So I was able to mix everything together. And a lot of the people that come to me are spiritual people like me, spiritually psychic, spiritually intuitive, spiritually awake and aware. They come to me. And, but they can go to anyone else, you know, sure, no problem. But it's just, you know, I think it's really awesome. So that's how I was able to make a really good living and traveled everywhere and decided to make Mexico our home because we love Mexico. I had one guy ask me, I think he was one of my old students, said, well, are you still in Mexico? I'm like, yeah, the best place, one of the best places in the world. Why not? Why wouldn't I be in Mexico? You know, it's a place that's peaceful. I don't have to worry about anything. Everything's just so freaking peaceful. Yeah, it could be very slow paced. There might be some things that, you know, I miss in the United States that I wish I can get. But, you know, like some things in the United States that you can get, but you can't really get here, you know, like saying the appropriate steam cleaners and things like that. You're like, you know, I miss little things like that. But really, Mexico has been my home for the past 11 years. And I could never go back. And going back to the States, I mean, it's beautiful. I visit every now and then, but that's as far as I go. To live there, to go through that grueling and the brainwashing involved, I don't even want to be involved in that. I don't want to be a party to that anymore. You know, once you've actually awakened, you've traveled the world, you've seen with different eyes, and you come back, your whole brain is, you become a worldly person. You can never go back to how you were before or where you were before. It totally changes you, you see. So yeah, you know, it's important to follow your truth, follow why you're here, what your purpose is in this world. And, you know, I got somebody, it was so interesting, I had this email from some guy, write me. And he wants, you know, he states he wants the silver bullet trust or whatever. And I, you know, he fills in the questionnaire and he's like, well, I want to get out of my work and I want to get out of the matrix. I had enough of this. So my question was, how is this trust supposed to get you out of a job? Not unless it's a business trust and you actually work your butt off to create a business, then you can get out of a job. And to me, that's like, you know what? I think some people, they I don't know, there's some people I'm like, some of these people that I'm thinking I'm serving are not really the right people. Like I'll tell you, you know, if you think the trust is going to get you out of a job, I said, go to work or start a business. It's all about your inner self. It's all about you, why you're in there. It's not because they did this to you. And there's a lot of victims out there, a lot of victim-minded people that are like, oh God, you know, I was born in this system and they did this to me and they did. I mean, if you keep living your life about they did this to you all the time, then you're a victim. You're never going to be a powerful business person. You're never going to be a millionaire or, you know, a thousandaire, whatever the hell you want to be, an entrepreneur in your life. So I really don't like serving people like that. I prefer to serve entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs, people that are spiritual, but they're looking into creating a business for themselves. They're looking to be very independent. So that's where I'm going right now. I'm moving into that arena where I'm going to be putting a course together to help you to learn to utilize your abilities, utilize your talents, and know how to market yourself. Know how to live freely and make money online. Like I have, you know, I have a lot of knowledge to share with people that really, really need this. And to me, that's getting out of the matrix. If you want to get out of the matrix, that's the way to get out of the matrix. It's nothing to do with paperwork stuff. It's you having the boldness to make that decision to say, you know what, I want to live my life on my terms. I want to live on my life. I want to be extraordinary. I don't want a boss tell me what to do and how to do it. I want to create my own business. I want to utilize my own passions. And with that, I want to get paid what I'm worth because I deserve more. Those are the people I'm going to be working with. These are the authentic people I wish to serve. And that's the only thing with this whole secure creditor thing. I have been serving the wrong people for too freaking long. Too long. People that are not passionate. They have no goals. They are not entrepreneur minded. They are just, you know, blaming the government, blaming the system because they're victims. Boo hoo hoo. You know, to me, that's childish. Childish. So, anyway, I ended up wrapping things up with a secure creditor package for $297. You know, that's my closing down business package. I'm no longer going to be offering secure creditor work anymore. So, basically, if you can get it for $297, great, awesome. Go for it, you know, at this time till December 31st. And then from there, I'm just going to be, like I said, offering this the trust work because I'm dealing with people that are business people, okay? Those are the people I'm serving, business people, business-minded people. They're not complainers, they're not whiners, they're doers and the risk takers. And they are in alignment with my personal, my core values because that's exactly how I am. And we all get it. We understand something, right? So I'll keep you posted once I get my ebook out there. I'm working on it right now. I'm probably halfway done with it already. And I'll be working on my e-course, and that's not going to be too long. And putting things together to help you to become free, really financially free. If you want to learn how to make six figures a year, not a problem. I'll show you the steps on how to do it. It's actually very freaking easy. But it takes time. It takes time to build yourself up. It takes time to build your brand up. And it takes time to really, really build your empire. Okay. And it would take maybe, I mean, really, if you were consistent, it would take maybe 6 months, 3 to 6 months to really build yourself up and really, really be yourself. And you can share your message with the world and get paid for it. That's the thing. Share your message with the world because you are here to do something important and you are an instrument for the universe. You're an instrument for the highest, the God or whatever you want to call it out there, goddess. That's what you're here for and you are absolutely important because you're here to make that transition. You're here to help with humanity to assist them into making the transition from, you know, this 3D matrix into more of a 5D heart-centered reality. And there needs to be many of you who need to get out there to do the work and not work jobs that are not in alignment with you. You know, really, you're wasting your time. You're here to do what you're here to do. Important stuff, okay? So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And, you know, I'll keep you all posted on all of this stuff. And it should come out on the AkashicHypnotist.com site. But I'll let you know, I'm very, very freaking excited. And this is going to be my transition. This is going to be my transition because I'm not only going to be helping people with how to defend and protect their assets and all of that and lawsuits and whatever. It's helping people to create too, you know. Instead of being on guard all the time and, oh, you know, I'm afraid. No, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be in that vibration. We need to be happy. We need to be feeling good. We need to be passionate. We need to follow our fire. And we need to get out of bed every morning feeling so freaking excited about life. That's what we're here for, okay? We're not here for because we're doomed. We're sinners and we're victims and we're here to deal with a bunch of bullshit. It also has to do with the change of your mindset too. Your mind, once you're able to shift your mindset into things that you're excited about, all this other crap that you're no longer excited about is over with. It's done. It's like, what? Okay, whatever. I moved into a different universe. You know, that's the power that we have. And that's called the power of decision making, the power of making choices. You can make anything happen that you, anything that you want happen in your life. Just got to go after it. Okay? All right, everyone. Much love and light and darkness. May you all have a wonderful belated Christmas. And Happy New Year as we transition into 2024. Very exciting times. And I tell you, 2024 is the time to really get your stuff together. Get lifted up and start building your empire. Take care. Bye now.